have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Lady Michelle Austin. I know what you've been through, you've been through. Don't think that it's only you. Take back your life. Pick your head up. Get up. Take back your life. And come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace. Speak your peace. Come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace.
Out loud.
Speak your peace. Come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace.
Out your mouth.
Hey, speak your peace. Come and talk to me. Know that you're in pain. You gotta love yourself enough to make the change. Yeah. Speak into your atmosphere. Yeah. Take away the power of your fear. Pick your head up. Get up. It's only right. Take back your life. Pick your head up. Get up. Take back your life. And come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace. Speak your peace. Come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace.
Out loud.
Speak your peace. Come and talk to me. Speak your peace. Speak your peace.
Out your mouth.
Hey, speak your peace. Come and talk to me.
Hello, Thrivers. How's everybody? Woo! Oh my goodness. I miss you guys every week. I'm telling you, I'm just, you know, I can't wait for Sundays to be with you all. Thank you so much, Thriver Nation, for always being here. I am your host, Lady Michelle, and you are listening to Speak Your Peace with Lady Michelle. Well, I want to welcome you to our virtual safe zone. Woo! I'm so happy to be here. We know this is First Sundays, and we know what goes down on First Sundays, right? First Sundays are for all things trauma. I love First Sundays. Now, I love every Sunday that we do it, but these Sundays are special. As I want to start off by, of course, we always want to make sure that we let you know that this platform is definitely centered around the education of domestic violence. We talk about toxic relationships, the different forms of trauma, self-love, finding your voice. And these are just a few things that we talk about on this platform. And Seek Your Peace with Lady Michelle was really designed with each of you in mind. It was designed to enlighten you, to educate you, inspire, and empower you through all of those things that I mentioned above as we go through those. This is what this platform was designed to do. And y'all know I got to make my disclaimer. You know, we can't move any further without our disclaimer. We got to make sure we have that every week. And I want you to know that all content of this podcast is intended for general information purposes only, and it is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional mental health or professional trauma advice or any type of therapy sessions, right? Because we don't ever give therapy sessions on this show. But we definitely, you know, we don't want you to disregard or delay seeking that professional treatment. So if you ever have any situations, promptly consult your physicians or call 911 if you believe you have a medical emergency, right? Okay, so we got all that out the way. We have to get all the logistics out the way. Woo! As I said, this is First Sunday. First Sundays are always set aside for all things trauma. And who would be a better person to be here with us for all things trauma? Would be our very own Dr. Susan Lorraine. Yeah. We are so happy to have her again with us. And so I'm just going to give you just a little bit of her background, just a little bit, you know, because she can tell you all about herself and just the words that come out of her mouth when she's educating us and inspiring us is enough. But Dr. Lorraine, she is a practitioner and a psychologist of 33 years, and her practice is Christian-based, and her specialty is trauma. So without delay, let's just go. Let's welcome her. Dr. Susan Lorraine, you here? Woo!
Yes, I am. Hello. How are you doing? Hello, everyone.
I'm doing well. I have a little bit of allergy seasons here. You know, allergy season is here, so I have a little bit of that going on. So you may have me hear me sniffling just a little bit. But other than that, I'm doing great.
Good.
How are you?
Good. Well, I'm blessed, moving forward. And I've got to tell you that those of you that are listening, I especially have to put a message out there. Someone tried to get me and could not. And they did not leave a voice message. Actually, no, they did, leave a voice message. But there was a technical issue with my phone, which was replaced. And I do want to provide, at the end of the show, I'll provide a direct contact number to get a hold of me in the event you can't get through on the business line. So I will provide that so that you have another option. And just to reinforce what Ms. Michelle, Lady Michelle, has said, any emergencies, you call 911. And anyone, you know, in need of professional intervention, go to your physician and ask them for a reference. And, you know, don't delay, because if you recognize an issue, the sooner that you address it, the easier that it is to work through it. So I'm happy to be back here. Tonight we're going to be talking about another type of trauma, another type of event that can occur in our lives. We've already talked about some basic types of trauma, what trauma can do, what some of the signs are, how to identify some of those characteristics in an individual. But when we look at trauma, trauma is different for different people. Some people can have a breakup with a boyfriend and it can feel like the end of the world to them. Other people can, you know, have a breakup, but even though they might be sad for a short period, they move on. And then, of course, when we look at relationships, we have to look at not just who we are and not just a place of self-love, but we also have to look at the person we are bringing into that relationship and what that person's background and position is. And the big topic tonight is trauma from divorce. So, Lady Michelle,
yes.
I'm just going to give it back to you.
Awesome. Thank you. And I, you know, as you were speaking, it hit me that I know you always because our topic is so heavy and, you know, we touch so many different things, you always like to start us off with prayer. So would you start us off with the prayer and then we can go forward?
Yeah, I would be happy to do that. I am culturally sensitive, and I know that we have an audience of non-denominational, Catholics, Baptists, Protestant, Presbyterian, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to pray. If you have a special prayer you want to say for yourself, that's fine. But I'm going to start us off, and I'm going to do it with the sign of the cross because Christ gave his blood on the cross. So we touch our forehead, name of the Father, our chest, Son, and our left shoulder, Holy Spirit, right shoulder, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask you to cover us in your precious living blood, and we surrender everyone listening to this show. We surrender Michelle. I surrender myself. Everything, Father, is for your glory. So I hear now and just going to say, thank you, Father, for those you have brought this moment to this podcast you want at this podcast. And you're going to use your people to help others. So we just praise and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so very much for that. Oh, this topic, I love this one because oftentimes, when we think about, you know, divorce and trauma and things like that, people don't think about the psychological part of it. And so, you know, you and I, we spoke about how we wanted to bring this forward to the audience, to the Thriver Nation. And we know we wanted to talk about how divorce and the trauma and the grief and all of that. And so I wanted to just start off by saying the psychological trauma of divorce, that's really like the big part of it. And we know that divorce can be caused by, you know, abuse or adultery or, you know, just general cruelty. And so, you know, after all of those things happen, the aftermath of that, of course, is divorce. And then this creates the psychological trauma. And so I just wanted to break down to the Thriver Nation what psychological trauma is. And so it occurs when there is an event that overwhelms, stresses, or scares an individual so much so that it prevents them from fully coping with his or her emotions and leaves them fearful and emotionally scarred. So I will turn it back over to you because you can go more deeply into that, because we know that when all of this happens in divorce, it causes problems even in down to the children when we get divorced. So you're going to break a little bit more of that down, and then, you know, you and I will just have the conversation about it all night. How about that? Well, not all night, but
okay,
for the next few months.
Well, that's good. So when we are in a relationship that is taking turns that are either indicating an issue that brings us to a place of divorce or whether it is unexpected. So over the years, I've had patients come with their spouse. They talk about infidelity. They talk about drug addiction. They talk about abuse, and all of those three are different sessions on their own segments. But when individuals are finding that two things happen, it's either totally unexpected and a shock, and that shock increment really is pretty much in every divorce at some level in some form, because we as human beings, when we change, when we are finding ourselves in a place, for whatever reasons, we want to get out of the divorce we are in, we need to get out for whatever reason, it is extremely difficult. It's very emotional. the deepest part of our minds and our hearts are just swept with so many emotions and different levels of emotions, trying to understand what we can do, should do. What did we do? Did we cause it? What did we do? I've had a lot of patients say, well, what did I do? I keep asking him, her, what did I do that you want to leave? A lot of times I've seen where individuals are abandoned by their spouse, and that spouse is in therapy, and they're very traumatized. They didn't see it coming for whatever reason. And we all know, as being human, there are so many different components to our daily living, to stressors in our lives, to our routines, changes, responsibilities. You know, there's just so many things that play into our emotionality and our decisions and our actions. So individuals facing divorce are not just facing a divorce, but they are facing a loss of their own individual self. And I'm going to explain that. We as individuals, we are people. We are individuals before we get married. And when you get married and you're in a marriage, you should be able to still maintain who you are as an individual without losing it and still being the partner you need to be with your spouse. And when individuals are facing divorce and are going through a divorce, they are, in essence, very emotional, not just because of the divorce, not just because of the reasons that led up to it, whether it was a shock, unexpected, or known, or it was planned, or it had been discussed, or the couple knew, you know, we've tried everything, this is it, you know, I'm walking away, no, I'm walking away. We are still in a place where our own individuality, what we feel, think, and believe, have believed, that brought us to the marriage in the first place, is being challenged. It's being broken down. It's like, you know, picture a glass and picture that glass in the shape of a heart, and you're getting a divorce. That glass falls right out of your hand and shatters. That glass represents all that you are as an individual that brought you to the place of that marital agreement. Now, I'm speaking in general terms here because anything more would get too clinical, and that's not what this show is. So you lose a part of yourself while you are losing your spouse. You're losing your partner, that other person that you counted on, you relied on, that you took vows with. So there's a lot of different kinds of levels of trauma that unfortunately are part of the divorce process. Learning of the divorce, realizing it, having to take those steps. So you've got the financial, you've got the legal, you've got the emotional, and then you have that deep, deep, deep pain, that fear, the betrayal, the anger. They're all normal emotions, and it's very normal to be going through a divorce and having all of these different feelings coming at you at all different directions. And it's very, very hard to cope with, but there are tools. The other part of it is if there are children involved, the children experience trauma just like adults. They just can't express it, although there are some children that, depending on what they have observed and heard from their parents, has a great deal to do with how they may or may not respond. And every child is different. But one thing for sure, children do experience trauma.
Hi, baby.
Just like adults. You take it, Michelle.
Okay. And we are going to ask everyone, if you are not speaking, to please mute your phones. That was great. I really am glad that you brought up the children piece, because often when the adults are going through the divorce, the children are not, their feelings are not considered. There is not believed that they are going through any type of trauma from this marriage, because the adults are so caught up in what they are doing and what they are experiencing, and they don't realize how much it affects the children. And all children are different. They handle it differently. You might have an extroverted child who may, because they're extroverted, they may act out loud, if you will. And they could possibly be labeled as, you know, being in say in school, right? They could be called a troublemaker, or they, you know, they're looking for attention, or they're doing, you know, things, right? Whereas an introverted child, you know, internalizes everything and they hold things in. So their pain may not really show up until later on when, you know, they become an adult and just different things. Maybe they get, or even a teen or something, they may get caught up in alcohol or drugs or anything like that. So I'm really glad that you brought that part up, because we really do always want to make sure that we're focusing on the children as well, because, you know, when you got to break through childhood trauma, that in itself is a lot. And we get these adults who never dealt with their childhood trauma, and, you know, now we're dealing with this adult who pretty much is having temper tantrums every day, right, or something like that. And I'm just making a little bit of a funny because, again, the topic is so heavy and it's so I don't want people to feel, you know, bogged down by it. So it was another thing, and oh my goodness, I lost my train of thought. Oh, the children also deal with depression, right? So we already talked about that they deal with some trouble in school, but they can deal with some depression as well. So just talk a little bit more about the children piece of it.
Okay. So, you know, you have, when you have children there and there is a divorce in progress, the one thing that parents really need to do is they have to sit the children down. But before you sit them down as a group, I always tell parents, talk to each child individually and make sure that you, regardless of the reasons for the divorce, make sure the children know they have not caused the divorce. I can't tell you how many children in therapy get depressed and get into some serious troubles and behaviors because they think they were the cause. And yes, I always tell parents, you must talk to each child because you know your children. You know what they're like. You know how they respond. You've observed. And it is extremely important, no matter how upset you are with your spouse, no matter how angry you feel, your emotions matter and they count, but your children cannot process those emotions. So it's very important that you do not speak poorly against your spouse. I see it a great deal, and it causes more friction and trauma in the children. So as adults, we have to take a step back, you know, reach out to your social, reach out to a good friend that you can really talk to, someone who has healthy thinking, healthy living, and will be supportive and who will listen, and make sure that you seek some counseling for yourself. You don't have to advertise it, but you should seek it for yourself. And when I'm working with individuals going through a divorce, I help them get through the emotions, that part, so that they do not find themselves in a very deep, serious level of trauma and shock. Divorce is not easy. To learn that you're losing your other half for whatever reason is always painful for everyone, because it totally and completely changes the dynamics of the family. So the children in themselves, they really need to know that they are not responsible. And we want to speak to each child individually based on their level of how old they are. And we want to speak, the parents should speak to all the children together as a group. But before they do, it is very important you do not blame, the parents don't blame one another in front of those children. Whatever your emotions are, you must do it away from the children, not in the other room, because they do hear. I've had patients say, oh, they don't hear. We were in the other room. The door was closed. Oh, no.
Right.
Those little ears, those little ears do not miss a beat. So that is a myth that someone created somewhere in time, and trust me, it is not true. I've brought the children in. I've done child therapy when their parents are divorcing, and those children reveal a great deal of what they know, and the parents are stunned and shocked. They can't believe some of the things that come out in therapy. So trust me, they know what's going on. But divorce will be smoother if you both, if both parties, both spouses take these appropriate steps and that they have a calm conversation with one another. You don't have to agree with one another. You don't have to like what each other says. But whatever you do, don't blame one another. Just say, you know, we didn't plan it to be this way. Yes, we have our feelings, our emotions, we're hurt, we're angry, yes. But we do need, for the sake of ourselves and our children, to move through this as amicably as possible. So the children, when you are addressing each child, you must take into consideration their age level, because children that are under 7 years of age, you know, when you, children 1 year old, 2 years old, three toddlers, they cannot express their emotions. Parents don't know what they're thinking, but some children will indicate their discomfort. Some children will get very quiet. Some children will not want to come out of their room. Some children will just cry all the time. Some children just want to run in the other room or run out the door. They're running. They don't know where to go. They're just so upset because they can sense something isn't right with mom and dad. Children that are 5, 6 years old, they're really very delicate. Their psyche can only retain so much. And really all you can say to children up to the age of 10, 11, and 12, the best you can say to them is, we both love you. We both love you. And if the child is responding that they don't believe it, then you really have to say, I understand how you feel, acknowledge them, but your mother, your father, at some level, really does care. They are just going through a very confusing time. And that's what happens to us. Things change. Our emotions change. Our experiences change. And unfortunately, sometimes we do divorce. So the children, when you are sitting and talking with them, these are the steps you want to take. After you have spoken with each one individually, you want to make sure that you understand where their emotions are. So if you have, say, three children as an example, first child alone, let's say the child is 3, 4 years old, you have to say to them, you know, depending on how close, because different children have different levels of closeness and bonding with each parent. So you have to speak to them very gently and ask them if they notice anything different with mom and dad. If they say no, okay. Say, well, you know, your mom and dad, your dad and I are, you know, we're going to be taking a little vacation from one another. And, you know, that young, they're really not going to ask too many questions right away. Over time, they may come back. But, again, you keep things very simple. And the best thing to say is give them examples. Say, you know, when sometimes you don't want to talk to mom or dad, you know, sometimes when you want to be by yourself or when you just want to play with a toy, say, well, that's how mom and dads can get sometimes. We're big people, but sometimes we need a little break, too. And that is the most that that age would understand. And granted, there will be a point in time they're going to want to know more. But to start, you want to keep it real simple and basic. And then you have your group of children between 7 and, I want to say, 17, because there are many levels of development that go into play, and depending on the maturity of the child and the level of bond with the parent, each parent, you kind of, as a parent, have to be careful still what you're saying. Children, teens today are very aware. They see things. They understand. But you still want to keep things very basic. You do not want to tell the children what your pain is. You do not want to put your pain and your troubles on the children. You keep things very basic and very simple. You know, your mom and I, dad and I, we're taking a break from one another. What does that mean, mom, dad? Well, right now we're trying to decide what that means. But we want you to know we love you and that you did nothing to cause our problems. They are adult problems. So it's important to make that definitive, that definition with each child. There are many, many levels, and again, this show is not a clinical show, but there are many levels to what you need to do and how you need to manage and how you need to manage your own emotions moving forward. Michelle?
Oh, that information was so needed. It was great. I hope everyone was taking some notes on that one. You gave some great ways to talk to your children about divorce, because we do want to make sure that we take into consideration their feelings. They love both of their parents, and those parents are now going to be living in two separate homes, and there are a lot of changes going on in their lives now. So thank you for that great information that you gave us that we can really use to speak with the young people, because we have to we have to be fragile with them as well, but not think that they don't understand what's going on. We just need to be able to talk to each one of them. I love the way that you said individually, according to their level that you can reach them on. So thank you so much for that. One of the things that I that I was noticing when I was studying some of this for this week is about the PTSD that divorce can cause. And it was interesting to me, the things that I've read, and even when I'm speaking to people as well with domestic violence, a lot of times, well, more often than not, they are dealing with some PTSD. And oftentimes people think that PTSD, you know, when they think about it, they only think about wars or, you know, the war veterans or car accidents or, you know, something violent. But that's not always the case. That is a big part of it. And those things can leave some deep-rooted emotional experiences, to us. But PTSD can come from divorce. Those things can really affect us. You can, and I'm saying us because I am a divorcee, and so I have experienced these things as well. You can have night terrors at night. You could have, of course, some flashbacks of some of the things that happened. And so some of these PTSD symptoms can cause us to have mental illnesses such as depression, anxiety. You know, I remember for a very long time I was on, you know, anxiety medicine because it was just a lot for me to handle, and raising children and small children at that, and being a divorcee. So it's something that we need to consider. We need to make sure that we are helping people through that, that we're being kind to them, that we are, you know, that's a lot for them to go through, and that, you know, people are not judging them when they, you know, go through these situations, and that you try to help them out as best you can. And so I know that there are some ways. There are some ways that we can help them because they can heal. And the biggest part of healing from that, and every individual is different, but the biggest way is through therapy. I always, always, always tell people therapy is your best friend. When you've gone through any type of trauma, therapy is going to be your best friend. And everyone who knows me, everyone who listens to the show, everyone who knows me knows that I have Jesus and my therapist on speed dial. And so the two of those have gotten me through a whirlwind of events and emotions. And so I would really tell people listening to this podcast, get therapy if you need it. If you've gone through any type of trauma, at least try it. I know that there are, you know, people out there who say, oh, therapy doesn't work for me, or, oh, I wasn't happy with my therapist. Then go and try another one. There is someone out there for you who can help you with your healing process, because PTSD is nothing to sneeze at. It is a very critical for you to get that healing from that. And I don't know if you want to have anything else to say about the PTSD, especially concerning divorce, Dr. Lorraine, but I am telling you, I strongly advise people to seek therapy if you've gone through any type of trauma and if you've gone through any type of divorce from this divorce.
Very good, very good. Know. It's very true. It's very true. PTSD. PTSD is a very difficult cycle of episodes that individuals experience. You know, the racing heart, the nightmares, jumping up in the middle of the sleep, sweating.
Yes.
Racing, and the what's going on is the psyche is the very deepest part of the mind is shooting memory up to the subconscious level, triggering the nervous system and the central nervous system and the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems that trigger and send message and pain and reaction at the same time through the body. That is all getting exasperated, and that is why physiologically people wake up because they've had a dream, they had a flash, even if they don't remember it per se or detail, they know that it was extremely frightening. They wake up scared.
Yes.
They wake up frightened. They don't know where to go. The first thing I tell people, if that happens to them, they need to look around their room, and they need to get absorbed in the fact that they're by themselves, there's no one in the room, they are safe, and take a really slow, deep inhale through the nose and a very slow, deep exhale through the mouth. You do that a couple of times, and then you just, I always tell people, say a prayer. Say a prayer. Lay back down, know that you're safe, go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And if you wake up in the morning and you have a busy day, you want to do the same thing. The one thing I do want to say, though, if you are experiencing any of the emotions we have talked about so far, any at all, even at a low level, and you're going through some relationship marital issues and heading for a divorce, whether you know you are or not, whether you do or not, but if you're in that place where you are having this emotionality coming up and you are getting this upset, you need to go and speak with your primary care doctor. You really need to do that. You should absolutely let them know what you're experiencing. And when a primary care knows you as a patient and your history, they will be able to direct you to what they think you need. PTSD is not very easy to overcome, but it can be overcome. The patients I work with, they do come out of the PTSD, and they do move forward. We have to be really careful with just saying, oh, I'll be fine. Well, yeah, I had that feeling, yeah, but it was only once. That was a few weeks ago. But that is a trigger that the psyche is already has in its computer, that emotionality, that level of trauma. So don't ignore it. Whether it means something or not, it's related to something in your life or not, you need to address it. It's also very, very important when you are facing a divorce, get yourself a journal. Get yourself a journal. And if you have children, especially teens, encourage them to have a journal of their own just to write their emotions out in. It's very important that we don't hold those emotions, digesting them, and letting them sit in our psyche, and then as years go by, we're constantly reacting, on guard, cautious, upset, because when you don't address issues in the beginning, it is possible that they domino effect into your next relationship. So you don't want that. Oh. You want to look at what's happening here and now, be real and be honest. We're all human. We all make mistakes, but in a marriage, both people have a responsibility to that marriage. And whether or not we are fulfilling, you know, our roles or not, we are human. You've got to say to yourself, I am a human being. I'm doing the best I can. And if you're not doing enough or feel you should be doing more or want to know what you need to do, get some counseling. Go and talk it through. Let someone work with you and help you identify and break down the core of what that's about so that you are able to see and know what you need to so you can heal and move forward.
Oh, that's great. That information right there, I really hope you guys are taking some notes because I'm writing so many notes down here, over here, things that will help me to that I can go back and reference. But this was actually a great segue to go into. We have someone here with us tonight who can really speak to how therapy has helped them and even having therapeutic services from Dr. Lorraine. And so we're going to ask her to unmute and to speak really quickly. I know we're coming up on the hour. This time goes by so quickly. But if she could just really speak to some of the issues, some of the things that she wanted to talk about, you know, are you there? We're going to...
Georgie?
She may have to unmute, but I hope she's on.
She'll come on. This is all new to her. This is a patient who, due to HIPAA laws, will not give her real name. She will only give a name that she thought of that she will use that I will recognize. And she was a patient that came to me with a lot of trauma, very serious, deep embedded trauma. And she just didn't know what to do with it and very, very reactive. She was known for friends and family to get extremely hyper anxious and react to things. Very deeply, very heavily. and really lose control emotionally because she was just so anxious. She needed to learn the tools, but not just the tools. She needed to learn the component of prayer. She's a very strong Christian. She's very prayerful and very, very spiritually centered. But in her process and cycle with me, I used techniques that literally brought her in a very short period, 7 months out of 20-some years of this trauma cycle of emotion. And in addition, provided tools for her to help her. There was a time period where her husband was also spoken with and treated for about a month and a half, 2 months. And the assessments I did help us to understand what was going on and why. And the result is that they have both done so extremely well in therapy. Friends and family are blown away. They cannot get over how they have healed. And the results are so profound and so evident. Everywhere they go, people notice. And they just can't believe it. And they're very vocal. They're like, wow, you know, we've known you for years, but we've never seen you doing this well. So these were people that were very traumatized and very depressed, a lot of medical issues, one spouse on the verge of death, the other spouse frightened out of her mind, who wouldn't be, and really needed some, really needed intervention. So a colleague of mine and former patient also had referred her to my care. The methods and techniques I use are very, very profound. So I've seen the difference with working with veterans and with our everyday people, you and me. Trauma is trauma. And we don't want to diminish that effect at all. So I'm just going to reach out and I'm just going to say, Georgie, are you there?
She is unmuted on our end. She may have to unmute her line, her phone.
So she, I don't know if she knows that.
she's
tuned in. Georgie, can you hear us? Let me see.
Okay.
Unmute phone. Unmute phone. And let's see what happens. She can't unmute.
Okay. Well, you know, we did want to hear from her, and we're so sorry that she's unable to unmute. If she can, she
next
can jump
time.
In. But we will certainly make sure we have her on. We're going to give her, Dr. Lorraine's going to give her a little bit of training about how to get onto the line with us. We're so happy to have her here with us tonight. And just even how Dr. Lorraine explained everything, the effects of having therapy and how it can change your life, and it really helps through the process of healing. I totally recommend it. Hello, Georgie?
Hello?
Georgie.
Is that you? Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
Okay, yes, Georgie. Hi, Georgie. Thank you for coming on. We weren't sure if we were going to be able to get you. I gave a little background to the audience, but I'm just going to ask you to just briefly tell them whatever you feel you're being led to say.
Well, I would highly, highly recommend Dr. Lorraine for what she did for us. She has quite a background between her compassion for people and her love of her Lord. And she works with all the medical professionals, and she works with our doctors, and they're working as a team to help us. And I don't know where my husband and I would be right now if it wasn't for her. The medication that we're getting has changed my husband's life. It's unbelievable how the Lord has worked through her. He's a totally different person. I almost lost him 3 times, and I couldn't see myself what I was going through because I was so concentrating on him, and I was his caregiver, and I was doing infusions and all his medications, and I was just trying to keep him alive. But our visiting nurse saw what was happening to me, and she recommended Dr. Lorraine, and I can't thank her enough for doing that. I always had a very strong faith, I thought. But after working with Dr. Lorraine, I did not know all the things from my past that were still there bothering me. And when I came to grips with those things, I got even a closer relationship with my Lord. And it's a whole different world now. It's I can't even tell you how wonderful Dennis and my relationship is and how our life is now. She has helped us tremendously nutritionally wise, medical wise, and my doctors have all kinds of praise for her as well, and we feel very blessed to have had her in our life.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, we thank you for being here. We thank you for, and we're so happy to hear that things are working out well for you and your husband, and we certainly wish you, you know, so much blessings upon both of you. We do thank Dr. Lorraine for all of the work that she does, and even when she comes here once a month to come on and talk to us about all things trauma. This is an important topic, and we know that people are dealing with trauma every single day, and we need to be educated on it, and we need to be empowered, and we need to be enlightened on the things that we need to do, the tools, the capacity, all of the things that we need in order to make it through trauma. We're all individuals.
Right.
We all experience it differently. We all handle it differently, but trauma doesn't change. It's just the way that it affects all of us. So I want to thank Dr. Lorraine for always taking out the time to come and be with us every first Sunday of the month. We love her dearly. We want to keep having her. If you all have any questions at all, if there's a topic you want to talk about, please feel free to email me at LadyMichelleSpeaks@gmail.com, or you can email me at NikkiShell67@gmail.com. You guys can find me on social media. You all know on Instagram, I am Lady Michelle Speaks. On book, I am Michelle Jones - Austin. I'm trying to think of all the ones. LinkedIn, I am Heal and Rebuild. So, you know, there are all so many different ways that you can find us and give us your questions. We would love to talk about, we want to talk about the things that you want to hear about. So please, please, please send your questions. Send your topics, and we will make sure to cover them every first Sunday of the month. And Dr. Lorraine, before we get out of here, I would like for you to give all of your information again, give that business line number, and tell them how they can locate you.
Sure, sure. My business line is 352-641-3920. My personal cell is 352-272-2212. If you are calling my personal cell, please send me a text message. I do have a system that does screen all my calls. So please provide your name or at least just your first name and just put radio, and I will know that you are listening and you're reaching out. And I do telehealth. I do work by phone. And if you are at a distance, if you are not in the areas, if you're not in Florida and you are at a distance and you need this intervention, please feel free to reach out, and I will be more than happy to receive you. So thank you, everyone, for being in the audience. I thank our guest, Georgie. Thank you so very much, and God bless you. And Michelle, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. And yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, Georgie, for taking the time out to come and be with us tonight. We appreciate your kind words. We appreciate you giving us your testimonial. It is well received and it is much needed, so we do appreciate that. Before we get out of here, I just want to give, because I always want to make sure we leave you with some tools. I just want to say, you know, when you're coping with a separation and or divorce, you know, just it's okay. I want you to know it's okay to have those feelings of, you know, confusion and anger and sadness and things like that. You just stay there. We want you to know. We don't want you to think something is wrong with you because you have these feelings. But that's why we told you to let your physician know, and then the physician will move you forward in the right steps. We want you to make sure you give yourself a break, okay? You have permission to give yourself a break. You don't have to try to do everything. You are not Superman or Superwoman. So make sure you give yourself time to heal and to regroup, right? And don't go at this alone. That's why we're telling you. Therapy, your physician, find a group, a support group, family and friends that you can speak with that you feel comfortable with. So those are just a small amount of things. Of course, this is not the end of this. We will continue to talk about these different topics and different ways to help you as we go along from month to month. We do appreciate all of you in the Thriver Nation for being here with us tonight. We love you all so very much. Of course, you guys know that I always leave you with the final thoughts. I know that we always talk about being kind to one another, but we want to take a step forward and say, be kind to yourself. And always remember that you are no longer a victim. You are more than a survivor. You are a thriver, a thriver. I want to, again, say, you know, remind you, when you love yourself, you are healed. And when you are healed, you are loved. We want to thank you again. We want to thank the greatest producer out here. She always got our back. The great Dr. Kimmy Kim. She's always doing a great job in the background with us and for us. And so we always want to give her a shout out.
Yes. Give her an applause. Definitely. Give her an applause.
Yes.
Producer is not easy. Thank you.
We love her. We love her. We would never end the show without thanking her for all that she does. She is the visionary of the Elation family, which is what we are a part of with this radio station. So she is the visionary of Elation Magazine, Elation Radio. We also have our Ashes to Beauty Clubhouse, which is every Friday evening on the Clubhouse app. Check us out, the ladies of Elation Magazine. We are here. And we have a great time every Friday evening at 10 p.m. You guys have to come on and check us out. And we just, again, I can't thank you all enough, because without you, we would not have Speak Your Peace with Lady Michelle, without our Thriver Nation. And so you guys, we love you. We thank you. We are going to get on up out of here. You know our favorite song just takes us out of here. We love it. And
Michelle.
Well, we will see you. Yes.
Michelle, I'm sorry. I want to just mention something before we go. I think that maybe we can look at a show for trauma and children and help our audience a little bit more. And if there's anything else they're interested in, please don't hesitate. Please let Michelle know. And thank you, everyone. God bless.
Love it. Thank you. That's our next topic for next month. You got it. Thank you. We love you. We're going to get on up out of here. I'll see you all next Sunday. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Pick your head up. Get up. It's only right. Take back your life.